Folks, get ready to shit your pants. Podcast King Mark Maron has a new IFC show called Maron. If you're listening to this episode, the Thursday it came out, the show debuts tomorrow night. Don't forget, that's Maron premiering Friday, May 3rd at 10 p.m. on IFC. Don't miss it. Tell people about it. Hey, 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 Improv for Humans. I'm Matt Besser. Lauren Lapkus, Horatio Sands, Ben Schwartz. Welcome, everybody. We are live stream, 6 p.m. on the West Coast, sponsored by Not Rolos. I would like to be sponsored by a candy, though. My ideal sponsorship would be Starbucks, Ben and Jerry's ice cream, and Prius. Just putting that out there, folks.
See who bites. Wow. Let's see who bites.
Starbucks in particular. I could just have it going constantly all day.
I'm a big fan of M&M peanut.
Yeah.
M&M peanut butter is a new thing.
Oh, that's not new?
It's a new thing.
That's not new.
Well, M&M peanut butter.
That sounds delicious.
They did their own version of Reese's Pieces.
Reese's Pieces?
Reese's
Pieces.
Yeah,
people do that.
See, I say it the same way.
Reese's Pieces?
Reese's Pieces.
Pieces is a word, and then you rhyme it with that.
Yeah, no, you're saying the wrong thing, Roger Rouge.
Yeah, probably, but I started eating candy when I was three, so that's kind of how I pronounce it then.
I say it the same way, man. That's weird. Yeah.
It's a 50-50.
And I got called out by someone of his generation, too.
Thanks,
what
man.
What generation?
Fucking, I don't say
crap.
It anymore.
Vote!
They're so entitled.
Hey.
And they think they pronounce all the candies right.
I mean.
Give me you don't even remember Marathon Bar, do you?
No,
I don't need to. It's garbage.
Weird.
Who cares about Marathon Bar?
Do you remember Marathon Bar?
Yeah.
Not
I remember 100,000 Grand Bar.
100,000 grand is not right. It's 100 grand. 100,000 grand is a million. 100 million. Can you look at a ratio real quick?
Clark.
Ready?
No. Oh,
oh man. Subterfuge.
It's a video podcast. That works
so
for us.
So infuriating.
You're so smart.
Guys, we got a phone number taking suggestions live. Where is that number? I probably should have had it ready. 347, isn't that one of the numbers?
Yeah, 347-514-9653.
One more time.
347-514-9653. That's Wolf.
Are we going to get to see the monitor this week?
That's 514 Wolf.
Yeah. Is it off?
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
We're on the Wolf.
So we're going to take suggestions. So how are we going to know when we get a caller? Will you know, or someone gonna have to run in here?
Yeah.
Okay. So as soon as we got
one already,
what do they want?
You want?
We're not ready though yet. I gotta go with the questions. So your sponsorship would be a M&M's. What would yours be?
My spot. Are we talking purely candy, or can be anything?
Okay, anything.
My sponsor would be. I don't know. This is a lot. This is a lot to take on. It'd probably be a food place. What about Son of a Gun on 3rd Street?
Okay, Lauren.
Cake.
Son of a Gun.
Cake, just cake in general?
Cake, the product, like milk. Just a thing.
You love cake?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of cake? Chocolate?
Devil's food.
Devil's food?
Yeah, it's dark. It's like not dark. Just
do you
chocolate.
Go crazy when you eat chocolate?
Yeah.
Do it. Ready? I'm going to pretend to give you chocolate. See what happens. Lauren, do you want any of this?
I'm already crazy. Yeah, I want it.
Oh.
My wife goes crazy. Like, I'm not even fucking
what do you
kidding.
Mean, like
it's
her
not even like.
Like how?
Like, you guys know how nice she is, right?
Yes, she's a sweetheart.
Like, if I ate her chocolate, like, if she had a chocolate waiting for dessert and I ate it, she'd get fucking pissed.
Yeah, that's awful.
Like, goddamn pissed.
But, like, she was expecting
like, I cheated
it.
On her.
Okay.
Yeah, mad.
That mad?
Like, really mad. Like, I'm like, whoa!
And when you cheat on her, does she react like you just ate a little piece of chocolate?
Yeah.
It's weird. It's weird. Guy stuff. Talking about guy stuff.
When you stop drinking, you know I'm always talking about not drinking.
Mm-hmm.
When you stop drinking, like, you're so clear, man. You get really your taste for sweets back. Because you're not drinking all the alcohol from the alcohol. I mean, the sugar from the alcohol.
Interesting.
So, yeah, like, you really do crave chocolate and sweets.
I didn't know that. So, what do you crave right now? Don't you crave alcohol also?
No, not anymore.
Good. Thank God.
I mean, sometimes when I see you drinking, I'm like, wow, that'd be cool.
Well, yeah. To be fair, I drink.
Ben drinks.
I drink like those commercials.
Cool.
Remember that Diet Coke commercial where, like, the guy comes out of nowhere and drinks and all the women are like, oh, my, dude.
You're like the Heineken commercial.
I'm like a Heineken commercial.
Can I be honest, now that we're complimenting you, you don't look cool when you don't drink.
What is that?
When you're not drinking, you look decidedly uncool.
I don't know about
that. You have
to
drink.
If I'm
going to
be honest and compliment you about how cool you look when you're drinking.
You think I look that uncool when I don't drink?
Whatever.
Just talk
maybe
to me
it's
normally.
The contrast.
Talk to me normally. I'm going to take a drink right now. This is just me normally, being myself. Ask me anything.
You're
ask
proving
anything.
How uncool you are.
Just ask me something.
Why are you looking like a jerk?
Because you know it. How would do it.
Here, have a vodka tonic.
Do you mind if I have this vodka tonic in front of you guys?
Oh my god.
Now Earwolf's going to have to pay $100,000
I changed my mind. You don't look cool even when you aren't drinking. Sorry, dude.
Sorry, dude.
Here are the questions, intro questions from our fans. We'll start with Horatio. Favorite flavor Tic Tac, also worst date party situation story. That's a big question.
That's a big question, but I'm going to try to answer that very concise.
Mm-hmm.
Orange or red, and if they're mixed, even better.
Red is cinnamon?
Tic Tacs. No, red could be a cherry, too.
Sure can, kid. Sure can.
And the most embarrassing date is, they've been all so good, I can't even think of one.
Really?
Give me a minute. You guys go on with the worst date.
Okay. No, they have their own questions. I'm going to come back to you.
Sorry.
I'm not going to bullshit.
Close call.
What's the last thing you bought online, Lauren? This comes from Drew Murphy.
I just bought these shoes I'm wearing right now.
For real? Let's see them. Close up.
Moccasins.
Oh, Sacagawea.
Just purchased.
Calm down, man. Don't be racist. Just be yourself.
They were on Zappos.
Can we get the monitor turned on in here? Is that possible?
I bet it's just a button. We can figure this one out.
You think so?
Nope. I'm not.
Is there a little design on the front of those moccasins?
It's a little Indian representation
of
there's
a wild
eagle
turkey.
Is that your family crest?
That's a wild turkey.
This is my family
turkey.
Crest. These were specially made. By Minnetonka.
Ben, what is the most you've ever had to apologize? That's from Too Much Free Time.
Too Much Free Time is the name of the thing. What's the most I've ever had to apologize?
Yeah.
Anytime I'm apologizing, it's something that I built up way too much in my head that doesn't really need an apology, but I make myself believe that I fucked up. I'm allowed
to curse.
No.
Needed to apologize.
No, I'm just saying most of the time I find myself making it bigger in my head than it is. That's mm-hmm. when someone's like, all right, you said you're sorry. You don't have to keep saying you're sorry.
Mm-hmm. Is that the Jewish side of you, maybe?
I guess. Yeah, I guess the Christian side of me doesn't give a fuck.
Wow.
I'm not Christian. I'm
already
all Jewish.
Controversial.
I guess.
Did you think of it, Horatio? Worst date?
I know what your worst date was.
Do you?
When you took Justin Bieber to the Holocaust Museum.
Oh, my.
I went with Justin Bieber and his manager, and I took them to...
Did you hear about that story?
Auschwitz.
You were the one that took them there?
Yeah.
I didn't hear your name in all the news reports.
Nah, because I'm, you know, I keep
You're
my
lucky.
Name out of the papers.
Lucky on that story.
Yeah.
Hope you're
but
a believer.
What did he do? I forgot.
He just wrote something. I think they made a bigger deal of it than it was, right?
He wrote, I hope she would have been a believer.
Yeah.
Anne Frank would have been
Anne
a believer.
Frank a believer. She would have been, though.
You think so?
Yeah.
You knew Anne Frank, right?
But Jews are non-believers.
All
in
of
general.
Them?
Is that true?
Well, they don't believe, classically.
They don't believe.
They don't believe the hype?
Yeah. They don't believe the hype.
That's a lot of music references in one.
All right, do we have a caller to give us our first suggestion? Let's go live on Improv for Humans with...
Let's hear from a human.
Yeah, let's hear from a human.
This is Robert from Colorado Springs, recently unemployed.
All right, why'd you get fired, Robert?
Hey, what's going on, Besser?
Hey, man, why'd you get fired?
Arkansas.
Fired? Fuck that shit. I got laid off, man. I got a pension and whatnot.
Okay. What was the job?
I was doing mapping. You ever use like Google Earth and shit like that? Mm. I did all those maps.
Yeah?
Oh, you drive around with that truck with the camera on it?
No. I fly in the airplanes and take pictures.
Oh.
Oh.
So why'd they lay you off? They're not going to do that anymore?
Well, the problem is that, you know, they're throwing up these satellites that have a higher resolution, which used to be classified, and now, you know, you get sub-meter classification, and all of a sudden it's publicly available. It's a bunch of shit.
So So when you're flying over, do you see people nude at their swimming pools and shit when you're mapping them?
Yeah, my dad, I'm jacking off and everything, yeah.
Wait, you're jacking off?
He sees everyone when he's jacking off.
Right? I gotta spooze something in the pilot's eye, I think.
Yeah, well, I can guess why you got fired. Yeah.
Holy shit, man. This guy's aggressive.
Your pictures are all shaky.
What's the honestly, man, what's the craziest thing you've seen while mapping?
Craziest thing. So I was over in Dubai, and I was mapping the Emirate of Dubai for the country of UAE, and I had a Lebanese pilot, and he was speaking French to the air traffic controller, and I didn't understand what he was saying. Air traffic controllers are typically speaking in English, and I didn't understand him, and I was trying to remote control this this camera system. And so I had told him, I said, look, why don't you fly down the middle of Emirates Road, which is basically like Michigan Avenue in Dubai, and we'll take pictures of people inside the buildings. And so he, you know, started accelerating downward. He tilted the plane to the right, and, you know, we were inside the small Cessna, and we're all kind of cockeyed a little bit, and I started taking pictures. We go back to the area, and we go back to the location where we're actually looking at the negatives, and we see some chick with her tits pressed up against the wall, and some other chick behind her, evidently with some sort of a, I don't know, what do they call it, a strap-on or something.
Wait, you can see all this while you're flying by?
Well, you're talking a couple centimeter imagery here, Matt.
I know that. Okay.
It was Dubai, so who knows what was going on there.
Exactly. That's my point. But anyway, I'm calling in here because, first of all, I'm a huge fan of Improv for Humans. I used to be a fan of Comedy Bang Bang, but, you know, Scott, he's got too many weird nuances to his talk. And... you know, and that gets annoying. You're kind of balls to the wall. Plus, you're from Chicago. I went to Loyola Academy myself. Just
Horatio, man.
Horatio's real Chicago.
Blackhawks.
Fucking Loyola.
Loyola, motherfucker.
Loyola, motherfucker. DePaul, DePaul, and the Blue Demons.
All right, man.
I went to DePaul.
You did?
Yeah.
Thanks, brother. Okay, mappers, get in here. I've been getting a lot. I am so angry. Get in here, everybody.
I'm here.
What?
Jeez.
I've been getting a lot of complaints about the plane mappers.
Good complaints or bad complaints?
Complaints are bad, Ben.
Okay, how about this? You're too good at things.
That's not a complaint.
Yeah, it is. I'm complaining about how good I am.
He's right.
Ben, okay.
So bad complaint. Just say bad complaints and keep going.
Apparently, the same street in Dubai has been mapped 40 times this week. Why is this same street getting mapped over and over again? What's going on? We mapped it. We got it. Move on to the next street.
Like, I can't speak for everyone, but I feel like there were specific things on that street that we felt were really detailed, mm-hmm. and we wanted to make sure that everyone saw them.
Mm-hmm. So. We're just about getting the street. That's all it is. Addresses, the building, you move on. That's all we need. What details do we need?
You know, sometimes there are people that live there that, like, we're not quite sure who lives
yeah,
there. We
like,
think someone
know.
Looks like Rod Stewart, yeah. kind of.
Guys,
so we're
we
like,
shouldn't even be
maybe.
Seeing people.
Excuse me?
People is not the focus here. We're mapping. These are for maps.
I feel it's like security. It's a security breach not to go into someone's bathroom and see what's going on in there or mm-hmm. their pool.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Like, we need to know what everyone's doing out
there. How are you guys doing that with the plane? How are you going in the bathroom? I've seen these photos. At first, I didn't believe it. But yes, you're getting shots inside people's bathrooms from our mapping plane. Mm-hmm. How are you doing that?
Take the plane back to the... to the airfield, yes. and then we just take a cab to the house and start taking pictures.
And then we just
pictures.
Use ladders.
That's how you're doing it. You're not even using the plane.
We took the plane to park and get a car.
You guys took the mapper camera off the plane and put it in the cab?
We pop it on Lauren's back, and then we put her on top of my shoulders.
Exactly.
And then we kind of wear a big old trench coat, mm-hmm. and we go up to the house, and like little rascals our way there. And then
I look
we take
12 feet tall.
Uh-huh. Guys, what is going on at this place?
Do you want the pictures or not?
Yes.
Great. Then let us do our job.
Look. But let's look right now at these pictures.
Yeah,
let's
look at our
best
one
bathroom.
These are beautiful.
Okay, let's look.
Oh, you made
here's
printouts.
Mine.
Printouts.
This is a ceramic tile in the bathroom.
It's so gorgeous. You'll notice there's three different shades of blue, which we thought was an interesting choice.
That seems good, right?
That is, there was a young lady wearing a veil in there.
Mm-hmm. And she's crying on the toilet.
She's crying on the toilet, but her toes are... they're invisible.
But if you rewind the footage...
they're visible, not invisible.
If you rewind the footage, it looks like she's sucking up tears.
Yeah.
And we think that's really artsy.
Guys, I feel like I'm going crazy here. What is going on? Why are you taking shots at some lady in her bathroom crying?
When you map, you need details, no? The cartographer is in the
game. I said that, and you guys keep using that quote against me. When I said details... Mm-hmm. I was talking about, let's not leave out any mountain ranges. I think that was my next sentence. Don't leave out any mountain ranges.
They're big mountains.
We're inside
a
lady's bathroom.
Yeah, and there's a picture of a mountain range, and we got to get that picture of that picture. Right, guys?
We cut to that woman's apartment.
No, ow.
Please, wife.
What?
Just hurry up. Me and my friends want to play poker in the bathroom.
Okay, well, this is my space right now, okay?
Oh,
ever
God.
Since you ruined my day. What is that?
My credit card machine.
What are you buying or selling?
I'm buying a new bathroom.
We see, and then we cut, and we see that this, what we just saw, is on a GPS unit in some tourist car trying to drive in Dubai.
Wait a second, this is 4356 7th Street?
Who? I don't know, it looks like we're watching a movie or something.
It's a YouTube, I just want to go to 4352 6th Street.
Well, as soon as the GPS took a left on this street, all of a sudden we're in this woman's bathroom.
Put in a different address, okay? Just put in a different address.
Don't yell at me.
Don't yell
it's
at
the
me.
It's the GPS, not me. When we go on vacation, you get snippy.
Yeah, because it's barely vacation. When I get home, I feel like I need another vacation.
Okay, you
if you're gay, press the button in the corner. If you're gay.
Are we gay? Are we a gay couple? We are, right? Let me press the button in the corner.
I just think this is odd. I feel we're being set
just
up
less,
here.
Or maybe it's being really
none
helpful.
None of the other countries ask this
let's
on the GPS.
See, okay?
Fine.
Ready? I'm going to press this button right there, and...
Okay.
Oh, I'm crying. I'm in the bathroom.
Okay, that made no sense at all. I don't know why. I don't know why there's a
I'm
button
crying.
To get to that. This makes...
just crying veiled women appeal to gays in some countries?
I don't know. I don't know.
I'm not a woman.
Oh,
I'm just a
God.
Let's hear from a human.
Brett, who's on the line?
We got Nathan from North Carolina.
All right.
Okay. A lot of Midwest guys for you.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Nathan.
Well, I guess that's East Coast.
Yeah.
That's really East Coast.
How's the Midwest, man?
Our Mexicans calling.
All right.
Sorry.
What part of North Carolina are you from?
I'm from Winston-Salem, originally from Elkin.
Yeah, unless you say Durham, I can't help you.
Is from.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
What's going on, brother? What's on your mind this week? What's on your mind this week?
Trying to get a job.
Seems to be a common theme of our watcher listeners.
We should help people get jobs, too.
All right, let's do that right now. So what's your skill set?
A lot of door-to-door things like census taking.
Do people ever think
you're computers?
Do people ever think you're a con man when you come to their doors doing the census? Do they ever treat you like you're
people,
not? Go ahead.
I had people that were pretty skeptical about it, even though they knew it was coming up and hadn't done their census.
Mm-hmm.
So.
What people? What question do people not like to answer?
I don't think they really like to answer, like, how much money they made.
Do people like to pretend they make more or less money? I think they do less.
I think they, probably less for the census.
Goes against your ego, but you don't want the government to think you're making lots of money.
Oh, that's interesting.
People are all going to lie about that.
Yeah.
So does the government do some kind of algorithm that knows people lie?
I have no clue.
You know.
They didn't give us much training. It was all just sitting in a room, and this is how you fill it out. Uh-huh. So kind of flying blind. Even in the town I'm from, which is super small, I still, like, didn't really know much of the people.
Well, listen, I don't know how you know, we can find you a job like that, but if you... Do you smoke weed? Or do you other drugs?
I have a new baby, so...
Oh, shit.
Congratulations.
New babies always mess things up.
It's so weird to rent an old one. You better get yourself a new one.
I was going
to
say, just get fucked up and then go twirl signs around at Jiffy Lube or something like that. That's kind of what
I've worked here.
That's my backup plan.
Really?
Twirling signs?
I'm a twirl signs.
You have to be really good at that.
That's a skill, man.
And you're high and drunk, so you're kind of like getting creative and having a good time. As long as you drink water so you don't dehydrate.
Oh.
Can you twirl signs, sir?
No. I haven't done it before.
Well, go get high and go to
This is the wrong advice.
Worst
go to 7-Eleven and say, hey, I'll twirl a sign around.
Don't listen to Raj.
It's, man, all you got to do is stand, though. That's a
Lauren,
tough
do you have a question for our listener?
Do you guys have a lot of cicadas over there?
Interesting.
That's a good question.
We did at one point. Yeah, I think there's like a BBC documentary about that, my actual town.
And really?
Cicadas in it.
What's the difference between a North Carolina and South Carolina barbecue?
I have no idea.
Yeah. Oh, it was like a huge thing.
Terrible question.
No, when I was over in South Carolina, there was a huge
Lauren, deal. How did you know to set him up with the locust question?
I didn't know that cicadas. I didn't know that there was a documentary. But, I mean, I'm from Chicago. And we get cicadas in the summer. But I just kind of thought...
Do we get them every summer?
No, I don't know.
But this guy's town had a documentary.
Well, I didn't know that.
That's crazy.
I don't know. I wanted to ask
one time we got cicadas so bad that I opened up my freezer and... 1,000 cicadas
poured
out.
Ew, what the
out.
Hell? That's terrible.
Don't they come every 4 years, sir?
I think so. Yeah.
No, you're lying, though, right?
Sir?
And the one we have is like every 15 or so.
15?
Like ground-dwelling one.
15 years?
Yeah. That's like the whole documentary was about like time and how long it takes for these cicadas to come out.
All right, yes. Thank you, sir.
Okay, come in, sir. Can you just leave your resume right over here?
Right over here?
Yeah, that's fine over there.
Oh, right on the left.
And take a seat. Yeah, you should put it on the left. Very funny already, right off the bat. Very funny.
Thank you.
Okay, Daniel.
I have a really outgoing personality. I think I'll be great for this job.
By the way, huge. Social skills are a huge part of this. Okay,
oh, thank you.
We are a social networking site.
I like your t-shirt and
thank
your pants.
You. Thank you. Oh, my goodness. Okay, and where did you go to school? Because it just says there's a big blank there.
I went to Columbia.
I'm sorry, do you seem like Columbia. You combined two different schools? You said Columbia Bum?
Columbian.
Are you from Columbia?
No.
Okay, can you name the school one more time?
Columbia.
Can you just write it down then for me?
Yeah, let me write it down.
Sure.
Oh, I ran over my hand with my car this morning.
Okay, that's fine. Pop it on that left hand.
Huh?
You can just pop it on that left hand.
Right with my left?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go, Columbia.
It's fine, it doesn't even matter. What do you think you can bring to the website?
Columbia.
Do you have any, you literally wrote three lines. Do you have any other experience in social media or anything like that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, great, what kind of experience you got?
I have a band and we have a MySpace page.
Oh, okay, do you manage that space yourself?
Yeah, I do. And we have over 400 followers.
That's
huge, say that.
It's
huge.
Well, you have to know, yeah, we see every number, so we know that's not huge. But
well,
yeah,
my
yeah.
numbers aren't invented.
I didn't say that the other numbers were invented. What's the name of your band?
Roper.
It seems like you're waiting a long time before you're answering all these questions. What kind of band?
It's Roper, and I said Roper. I had to think about it because I have a couple bands.
Is it a ska band, or is it like a heavy metal band? Or
Roper is hip-hop, hip-hop jazz.
It's hip-hop jazz, like Tribe Called Quest almost?
I guess, if you're into that.
That's exactly your field of work. It would be exactly what you're into.
What's your field of work?
Social media.
Oh. Do you fuck the same chicks that Mark Zuckerberg does? See?
Well, no.
You were rude, weren't you?
No, well, I don't. I don't. No. I wouldn't do that.
All right. Well, I'd love to work here.
Okay, what kind of skills do you think you bring towards the job? Because we actually have two positions available.
I'm outgoing.
You said that, yeah.
And I am highly functional when I'm fucked up, like drunk or high.
What do you mean?
Like I can work and be high.
Is that going to... We don't... We hope that you don't...
You don't ever need that?
No, that's not a skill set
we
that
cut
we're
to Ben
need.
With his boss. Now, I understand you don't want to hire this guy who admitted that he can work high and drunk.
It seemed like he preferred to be working high and drunk.
Ben, wake up to reality for a second, okay? I would love to have a bunch of sober employees. The truth is, most of them are going to be getting high or drunk, whether I like it or not. If this guy has a skill set that he can work high or drunk, that's the kind of guy we need.
Are you sure?
Not a bunch of bullshitters that are not admitting to it, then get down there and can't work high or drunk.
But aren't you worried about, like, hurting themselves or saying something bad? We're on a place.
How can you possibly hurt someone with a forklift near a school?
Are you kidding me? Literally, you could drive the forklift
this
into
forklift the forklift warehouse has been near this school for 50 years, and there hasn't been an accident.
Okay. Do you want me to hire this guy?
Yes, and more like him.
Are you kidding me?
Or you will be fired. How do you work high, by the way?
I don't, sir.
Do you not?
I don't, sir.
Mm-hmm.
We got to another interview. All right, ma'am.
Hi.
Where are you from?
Indiana.
It seems like you're a little... Are you a little fucked up?
I'm on meth. But that's not fucked up. I'm just on meth.
You're on meth or you're a mess?
I'm on meth.
And?
I'm a meth.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I guess we got to take a forklift.
Okay.
And just ride in it.
So I'll just get in the front part.
You get in the front part and...
Hey, guys, come on. We need that forklift moved over to the big thing.
Okay, man,
oh
we're
my
doing
God,
it.
They're so mean here.
Watch out for the school, too.
So we just go right into the school here?
Yeah, just keep going right out, right outside.
Into the school.
There it is, yeah.
And just going to go right through the doors of the school.
We cut to the main office. Ben, are these the two employees you hired?
Yes, they are. You asked me to hire people that were fucked up.
Are they fucked up on the same drug, Ben, or different drugs?
One's on
Seems
meth.
Like different drugs
They are
to
different
me.
Drugs, yes.
Does that make sense to have two completely different drugs working with each other?
Tell me what
that
you're
is
asking
retarded.
For. Tell me what you're
two
asking for.
Two stoners work together well. Two meth heads, they have the same rhythm. A meth head and a stoner... That is whack-a-doodled, Ben.
Whack-a-doodled? And what
you
drug are you on?
You might as well have been there.
What drug are you on, sir?
What drug am I on?
Yeah.
Angel dust.
Oh, my God. I quit.
And I'm doing a great job. You quit?
I do.
Find another job in this small town.
Yeah, get out of here.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
Yeah, go.
Go down to the witch store?
We cut Good to me. Luck. We cut to me on an interview to spin a sign.
Hi. So, okay, tell me what your skill set is.
Listen, I don't want to talk. I just want to be able to go outside sober and spin a sign.
Sober and spin a sign.
I just want to
go
outside
and sober and spin a sign.
Go to the Jiffy Lube and just throw out a sign around.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, well, I'm
we
sorry.
We cut to him outside. A Jiffy Lube spin a sign.
Yep.
Hey, Ben, what's up, man? Haven't seen you in a while.
What's up, man? How are you?
Hey, man. You fucked up, huh?
No, dude. I'm not fucked up.
What? You got this job and you're not totally fucked up?
No, man.
That's why you get spinning. You get, like, psychedelics. You spin the sign. You're like, whoa.
No, I'm just being myself, dude.
Hey, Ben, what's up, man?
What's up, dude?
You twirling the sign out here?
Yeah, hey, Raj, what's up, man?
What's up, dude?
Guys, could you not talk right in front of me? Nobody can see the sign if
Excuse
you're both
me,
here in front of
me. What is your sign for?
My sign is for Jiffy Lube.
I'm already gone.
What, hello? Then why did you stop and talk to me?
I'll never know what it was.
If you can hear me.
She must have only seen the Jiffy part.
So what? She's going to buy some peanut butter?
No, she got out of here in a jiffy. See, man, I'm fucked up.
I guess that's funny. You're
yeah,
fucked
yeah,
up. That's
yeah.
funny. Oh, can you guys get out of my way so I can keep doing
this?
What'd
you just do? Like, how could you possibly fuck up the job if you just get a little high?
Oh, man. You think really I'll be fine?
Just get a little high, man.
What do you got?
I got some marijuana.
Yeah?
Indica style.
What kind of style?
Indica style?
What's that?
I got marijuana. Sativa style.
Sativa style?
What do yeah. you want, man?
Can we put our
hands on it? Oh, watch it! Your indica just got my sativa.
Your sativa got to my indica.
That's cool.
Hybrid, bro.
All
right, I'll smoke it. Give it to me. If I smoke this, will you guys get out of my face?
Hey, man. Why are you so
it?
Entitled?
I'm just trying to
we
get you high,
We
come
to get
bro.
You high, and now you want us to get out of your face?
I just want to do my job. I want money. I want to do my job, okay?
Well, you're not putting enough into it, and there's a bunch of guys around here. They're all fucked up. They're high, and they're throwing that sign at buses. They're going. They're having a lot of fun with their job.
That's terrible.
Yeah, nobody, you never throw your sign at anything.
I'm not going to.
Whip it in the kid's spokes when he's going down the street in a 10-speed.
Terrible. 3 weeks later.
Stop that guy. He's got my purse. Somebody stop that guy.
Give me your purse.
Stop it.
I take the sign and I'm starting to cut off everybody's head.
I'm another woman. Please stop it. Oh! That's not that guy. What's
Jimmy
your
Lube. Jimmy Lube.
I know you comedy nerds can feel it coming. It's in the air. Marin is premiering tomorrow. Comedy Nerd Nation. Holy crap. That WTF guy. May 3rd at 10 p.m. on IFC. The name of the show is Marin. If you don't already know, Marin's about a fictionalized version of Mark's life, including his relationships, his career, his smash hit WTF podcast. I know this guy, and he really means this. What's his life going to be like? Who are they going to get to play Marin's cats? That's the big question. Trust me, you're going to love it. Just make sure. Tune in tomorrow, Friday night, 10 p.m. to see what is up with IFC's new show, Marin. Lock the gates and save the date. It's Marin on IFC, Fridays at 10 p.m.
Crap on YouTube.
There it is.
Okay, let's do my video to Brionna.
Let's do it.
Yeah, that's what it's called.
Hi, baby.
Ew. Oh, I've seen this guy.
Is it bad?
Yeah.
It's great.
I just wanted to wish you happy 7-month anniversary, babe. I love you. You know that, right?
Oh, God.
I do. I love you so much. I love you more than there are all the hairs on every cat that Mr. McHugh owns.
Inside joke.
Yeah. No, I get it.
You know, if I had even an eighth of a penny for every time that you were on my mind.
Ew.
Let him have it.
I would be richer than everyone in the world. All combined.
Eighth of a penny.
To one. I love you more than there are all the snowflakes in Russia.
In Russia?
And I'm never going to stop loving you.
This guy reminds me of Lauren's fiance.
No!
No matter what happens.
Is this your fiance?
When he was younger.
Oh, he's winking.
He's so smug.
Oh my God, he's becoming like a Batman villain.
I love you.
Oh,
ew.
Man.
What is going on?
Can't wait to see you later.
Ew.
I love you so very much.
Oh, really?
Shut up.
Wait, give me.
Is he in love with a kid?
Bye, babe.
It's making my balls hurt.
And remember,
I'm so hard right
stay
now.
Perfect.
I could
stay
not
perfect.
Be more erect.
Just for me.
Oh, God, this is exactly what turns me on.
Ew, that was the worst thing ever. God, I hate that. Oh, God.
Do you hate it? Do you want to come in here for your dating service video?
Oh, who are you talking to?
Any of you guys.
Yes.
Any of you guys.
I would love to record mine.
Yeah. Okay, good luck, girl.
Okay.
Thank you.
Do you want to come in with her? By the
please,
way.
Please, come in for support.
Yeah, I'll come in for support.
Okay. You're recently single?
Yes.
Okay.
But she hasn't been laid in about 4 months.
Okay, because my husband died.
Oh, my God.
Okay. All right.
My husband died, too, and you don't see me, like, not scoring.
Do you have a lot of sex, ma'am?
All the time.
Cool. Cool.
Anybody, you know, I walk down the street. Anybody who wants it, gets it.
Well, wow. It's your slut.
I know, baby. But let's find you like a perfect
yes,
match.
Yes, the dating service is for you. Your name?
Yes, and Lauren.
All right, Lauren, so this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to press record right now. Just say a little something that you want the guys to know about you, all right?
Okay.
And this is all guys, right?
Uh-huh.
Ready, Lauren, ready.
I just want all the guys to know that I love watching movies and just hanging out, and I'm really carefree. And, like, we won't have any stress.
Cool. That's not bad.
Thank you.
I have a feeling your girlfriend will probably show you exactly how this is supposed to be done.
Okay.
Okay.
Am I doing
because,
it wrong?
Well, not wrong. It's just you're not getting the right. I don't think you're going to get a lot of responses.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm looking for a little bit?
I think I do. And Lauren, that was very cute.
Thank you.
Cute is the right word. Cute
okay.
is the right word.
Cute's not going to get you dates.
No. Okay. Recording whenever you're ready.
Hi. My name's Jen, and I will blow anyone once.
That's great.
That's something you should know about me. Number two, I will have sex in a driveway. Number three, I like movies. But I will blow you in theater.
Good. You see how he came back to the first thing? You see what you missed?
Yeah, I didn't say blow any times.
No, and basically you said the only thing that you emphasized was the one thing that nobody cared about. He cares about. Who cares? Everybody loves movies and theaters or whatever. Okay, so I'm going to press recording it, but make it be truthful, okay?
Okay.
Talk about your little ankles, girl.
Yeah, talk about those tiny ankles you got. Okay. And we're recording. Okay. Lauren, whenever you're ready.
My ankles are very small.
Ding.
I want the camera to go here because you're so boring, but keep going.
Okay. I'm so sorry. I would love to go to the theater with you, and you can hold yourself in your crotch during it, and I will not judge you. And I feel
okay, Lauren. Hmm? Lauren, you can hold yourself in your crotch.
I just wanted to be honest. Like, I didn't feel honest for me to say I would just blow him in the theater.
That's fine. Talk dirty.
That's not her style.
Talk dirty to me really quick.
Okay. I'll just loosen up.
Go.
I love it when you just cup your balls, and when you take a shower. When I'm in the other room.
Is this something that your husband used to do?
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe get out of your husband's world and get into a fantasy. Like,
it's really hard.
Talk dirty to me really quick.
Meredith. Talk to dirty to you?
Yeah, just real quick.
Oh, shit, I dropped the contact. Can you get on the ground with me?
Okay, I wonder where this is going. All right, I'm on the ground, yeah.
69 me.
See? Do you see? Do you see? Because, first of all,
we cut to a nice restaurant. Hi. Oh, you're the date.
Hey.
Oh. You don't look like the photo at all.
Oh, what?
The photo is a bigger woman.
Oh, yeah, that's probably my friend.
Wait.
So,
let's just cut to the chase. Are you the one that has sex in the driveway?
No.
We go back to the dating service. You have some complaints?
Yeah, all my dates left me at the restaurant.
Yeah, because we had to switch your profile with Meredith's profile, okay?
Okay, but that's not fair.
Fine, then be nasty.
I'm trying.
Here we go. If you want a man, I'm going to press record. You got to go for it. Here we go. And record, go.
Try to suck your own dick while
stop,
I'm not home.
Stop.
What?
Because they can do that anywhere. You're asking them to suck their own dick. Say something like, I would blank, blank, blank. Meredith, what's the nastiest thing you did today?
I'm going to play with my pussy while you suck your own dick.
Well, okay, you see, at least that gets me interested in sucking dick, okay?
Cut to the restaurant. Oh, hello.
Hi.
Hi. So, if you don't mind, I'd like to cut to the chase.
Yes.
Order.
Sure.
Are you the woman who wants me to suck my own dick?
Yes,
when you're not around?
Yes.
I did it.
You did it?
I did.
That's great.
All right, we can order now.
I love a steak. And the salad.
Okay. I'd like the steak as well.
You both like the steak?
Yeah, chopped salad, please.
Okay. We cut to 6 years later at their wedding. And your vows?
We kind of made up our own vows.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, go. Let's see what you
really
got.
Really loose and free.
I read that in your dating video. Keep going.
Oh, yeah. I've really loved being with you, and getting married to you is a huge honor and thrill for me. I hope to continue to... have solo sex privately in different rooms for our whole marriage.
You don't have to put this in the vows.
I just want to get it out there so we promise to each other. And I promise to always be there for you emotionally.
Okay. That was good. Okay.
Oh, that's so nice.
Matt, do you have anything you want to say?
So I get through this.
Okay.
6 years ago.
It's okay.
Oh, fuck.
You okay?
When I met Lauren.
You okay, Matt?
You got it.
She said that.
Yeah, Matt.
I can suck my own dick.
All right, let's zoom the plane down close to the groom's
okay,
face.
Okay, I'm taking pictures.
Take a picture of the groom's face.
Why is that fucking plane?
You see a forklift fall out of the plane and land on Matt. Okay, Lauren, you're back. You wanted to make another dating video?
My new husband died just moments after we exchanged rings.
Really?
Yes.
Let's hear from a human.
Do we have anybody else in the line? Do we drop segment? Let's go to them.
All right.
Let's talk to another human.
We got Billy from San Francisco.
Billy from San Francisco.
Hey, Billy.
How's it going?
Good, man. Thanks for calling.
All right, man. We got John from New York.
Billy?
I heard those other callers calling in about being unemployed, and I just wanted to rub in that I got two jobs today.
Wow.
Whoa.
Very.
What are they?
I know. I've been working at the library for about a week and a half, and I just got a retail gig today.
So. Congrats, man.
Wait. What's a Thank library?
You. It's like Netflix for books.
No, I get it.
Exactly, yeah.
So what do you do at the library?
I put books on the shelves.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, where do you live?
Pretty wild.
San Francisco.
San Francisco.
I live outside of San Francisco. I live in the East Bay area.
Do you get a lot of crazy people coming and just hanging out all day?
In the library.
No.
Oh,
that's
we
nice.
Live in a nice neighborhood, so we get a bunch of mean old white people who are very entitled.
How many people go into a library? This is a true question. How many people go into the library anymore?
A lot, actually. We have counters, like on, you know, the metal detectors at each door. And part of my job every morning is to check the numbers on it to see how many people have come in and left during the day.
What are those numbers?
A few hundred.
Really?
Wow.
I bet since bookstores have gone out and buying online books has come in, that libraries have gone up in popularity.
Think so?
What do you
I
think
like
about
libraries.
That?
What
do you think about
think
that theory?
Probably a pretty good theory.
What do you think Definitely. Of Kindles? What's your opinion on Kindles? I say fuck them.
Whoa.
I would love one if I could afford it. That would be great. Definitely.
Kindles are
I wouldn't
want to
buy all the books, though. I would just download them and put them onto the Kindle.
Really? Why do you like Kindles? You should like the smell of a real book, something you can hold in your hand. Put a bookmark in.
Well, the books,
earmark.
Books that come through the library smell really bad a lot of the times.
Oh,
Jesus.
What's the weirdest
thing
you've
seen?
Okay,
we cut to the library.
Oh. Sorry.
What's that?
See you, buddy.
Thank you.
Excuse me, sir. Ugh. Come back here.
Ugh. What the fuck, man?
This book you just returned smells awful.
Get it away from me.
You just returned it, sir. What is wrong with this book?
I took it home, and my wife thought that I fucking went to an outhouse and poured the contents in my living room.
What book is this? I can't even read the title anymore.
That's Men Are From Venus, Women Are From Venus. Fuck it all.
This shouldn't even be in this library.
I know.
It's one of those knockoff humor books.
I thought it was funny. It looked funny. I take it home. Oh, my God.
Okay, can I return this book, please? I'm sorry. I know there's a line here, but I have to get this book back to this library.
Don't go running off. Okay, what book you got there, man?
This is Men Are From Planes and Women Are From the Ground. I don't fucking know. I can't read the title anymore. There's poop all over it.
Oh, fucking God.
I know. My husband thinks I shat all over my living room.
Wait, why did you check this out if it had
shit on? I really wanted to know what it was about, and guess what? I never found out because it smelled
Are
like
you
fucking
saying
bad.
The title intrigued you so much you didn't even smell it when you checked it out?
I didn't even care that it smelled until my husband pointed out how bad it smelled.
Excuse me.
Don't you two go running anywhere.
I'm online, and people don't run to me, but I have a concern. I have a concern.
What is it, sir? I'm trying to check these books back
I've
there.
Took out this book. Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, and there's absolutely no feces on it. No smell, no anything, and I am upset, and I am perturbed, and I'm adamant that you find me a copy that I could barely read and smells so bad my tear glands start to fart.
What is going on here?
I know. We get a lot of
these guys
people.
Are real.
They wander in here.
I mean,
here
banana
and
boat.
This whole place smells awful.
Guys, whoop, 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 boom.
All right. You don't have to be mean.
He's
a little crazy.
I think he has Alzheimer's.
Well, why don't
For
we
someone
simply.
To enjoy books covered in shit.
Oh, yeah.
You have to be some kind of psycho. Okay.
Why don't we just give him your books, which you don't want?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you can have the one he doesn't want.
Well, we're
going
to have to fight over it because I really want it. I know you do too.
Really, guys? There's so many books here. Do we have to all
it's
be
the only
the,
book I care
Venus
about.
Venus and the Mars books?
I just want to know who's from where and why.
Yeah, I need to get my life together and figure out who I'm going to date.
Okay,
I need to know if women are from Venus, if I'm from fucking China.
Book brainstorming. All right, we need new titles, and we need them now, okay? The things that have been selling, these punny things with Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, Men Are From In The Ground, Women Are From In The Air.
Okay.
So what do we got? Let's throw some titles out there.
How about
Women are from the mother's vagina. Men are too.
Pretty literal. Pretty literal. Pretty literal. Let's keep going.
Men drive in cars. Women drive a Prius.
Okay, but make it less 80s stand-up comedy and more like a book, okay?
Anybody? I'm an 80s stand-up comedian, so I only
I know.
Paula, please.
Yes, I'm happy to be working here. Thank you.
That's fine, Paula. All right.
I miss my kids.
I get it. Okay. Anybody else? We got titles.
Men are from Chicago. Women are from Utah.
Okay. I'm telling you, guys, these are good titles, but we need think a better one.
I got one. Men are from Arkansas.
You're just putting states in.
Women are from Chicago.
Just putting in states, and you use the state that he already used. Let me tell you, right off the bat, don't start anything about airlines. Don't start anything about how food tastes.
Okay, I got a different one.
Okay, go.
Men don't do laundry. Women do the laundry.
Listen to me, and don't look at me like that.
That's
ever.
That's not true.
Don't cut us off.
Men do the laundry. Women fold it.
He's ruining our creation. Creativity.
All right.
Menopause, women go.
Oh, God. By the way, that's the first good one. Whoops.
He's gone. He melted.
Close up.
Whoops.
What is bothering you?
We have forums here on Earwolf and Improv for Humans. A new thread started. Horrible idea. I can barely read this. Lauren, can you read this?
Yeah. Horrible idea. Adam Slayer says, I don't know why the show would stoop this low. The head shop ads just make the podcast impossible to recommend to any friends. I would understand a bit more if it was just bongs and harmless stuff, but does Earwolf / the show really want to put its name behind fake urine to trick drug tests, the daily special?
What is the head shop? What is this?
And 50 packs of Whippets? I can understand the argument 50. That weed is okay, but Whippets are pretty screwed up. I mean, Comedy Bang Bang is a TV show, and certain shows on the network are sponsored by real companies. HBO, Comedy Central, Pepsi for like 2 weeks. Does the network still really need to take any sponsor who knocks on the front door? TLDR. What does that mean? Too long, didn't read. Yeah. The head shop ads make the show unprofessional, unappealing, and impossible to recommend.
Oh, we don't need to read the other ones. Thanks, Lauren.
Okay.
But that was the complaint.
So what is the head shop? What is the head shop?
For the 420 show, I read an ad for a head shop. I think two different shows, right, Brett?
I think it was just that one.
Or just one?
Yeah.
And so they complained that we're having a head shop as a sponsor.
But on 420, it's like, whatever.
Right.
But even if it's not 420.
Yeah, 420 is a national holiday.
No, but I'm saying they're listening on 420.
But why is he upset? I wish we could get him on the phone.
Call him up.
Are you listening, sir?
Adam Slayer.
Adam
Slayer, call up. What's the number, Besser?
347.
He's fucking some kids in a closet right now. Like, oh, shit, I got to get out of there and call.
Christ.
So awful.
But what's his problem again, Lauren? I'm sorry, I can't read it.
He
just specifically
feels like he would understand if it was more just bongs and harmless stuff, mm-hmm. but not the fake urine to trick drug tests.
Stop with that. So they have these urine that you can buy.
Clean
it's
urine.
It's people's pee, and they're not like it's. But I mean, what's fake urine?
A head shop sells it.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. That's crazy. Does it come
that
in a bottle?
That seems like a good idea in terms of business.
What else? And then a 50-pack of Whippets?
What? How do you have a 50-pack of Whippets? Isn't a Whippet just like a can of air?
It's like a tiny little thing, isn't it?
Come like that.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought like doing
was,
a Whippet from a Cool Whip.
Applying for a job in Chicago.
What's a Whippet?
It's like a CO2 cartridge.
Well, we do it off Cool Whip, right? I mean, that's why
you can do it off Cool Whip.
But then, it's weird.
That's probably a little container thingy, right? You go.
It's NO2, by the way, folks. So don't go getting any CO2.
You're going to make seltzer all over the place.
If you mix gasoline with baking soda and smoke it, it's fucking rad.
Jesus, there's so much drug stuff from you today, Raj.
Come on, man.
Wait, what were you saying,
Check best? My sign out here.
Oh, yeah. I was taking a test once.
Horatio Bands.
And I went, you guys know Brian Stack, and I barely knew him at this point. This was right when I was in Chicago, but I just knew that he didn't get high. I knew he was just a drinker, and I was about to get a test, and I was like, fuck, I'm going to get busted. So I just went, and Brian kind of lived near me, and I went, and I knocked on his door, and he's like the nicest guy, and he comes to the, hey, Matt, how you doing? I'm like, hey, Brian, what's up, man? Hey, will you piss in this cup for me? I'm going to go have a...
Did you do
really
it?
Drug test,
yeah.
Oh,
And he did it?
Okay, sure.
He did it?
Yeah.
Oh,
he's
that's
the
very nice.
He's literally the nicest guy
that
in the world.
That is like the nicest, and I if you don't really know someone.
And I put it in a balloon and put that in my underwear.
What? Really?
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
Yeah, and then it busted on the way there.
No!
No, I'm kidding. I made that
part
up.
But ew, you put it in a balloon. Is
wait,
that
did
real?
You blew it up?
Oh, you didn't put it in a balloon. You just
did you even do the
thing.
Balloon?
Yeah, I did put it in a balloon.
Wait, what?
Ew,
and then
what?
Didn't
what?
Have to do it?
So you could have your fake penis?
Stack, put this balloon at the end of your dick and fill it up.
You just wanted to see him fucking put a balloon on his dick?
Ew,
best?
What's
I,
happening?
I want
to
help
what
him
would
out,
you have done? You have to,
wait, do you just
have to go in a bathroom.
Oh. Wouldn't you carry it in like something, like a vial or something?
Oh, where's your
I don't know, but like a balloon seems so like it could break. Or you're going to open it carefully.
Well, you can take the cup
without it peeing.
Oh, wait, how did you undo it? How did you undo it? Did you knot it up and then you cut it?
Ugh.
I probably got a rubber band.
Probably.
Oh, that would still get piss on you. You'd still get Brian Sack's piss on you.
Ew! You still have it on your hand.
Lauren,
wipe Brian's piss on Lauren.
That's the nicest. That's the nicest piss you'll ever have.
Thank
they must
you.
Have looked at you. They must have
friendly
been like, "This pee-pee. Is so nice."
Next, come on in. Oh you guys God. Here to piss? You guys have to be sober. That's
totally
the only
sober.
Thing you
We're
have
all
to do.
Sober.
Totally sober.
I'll be honest with you. This is the bottom of the barrel job in this town.
We don't
have
care.
To come piss.
Why don't you flip
for
a
the
sign,
urine
man.
That we send into the city for druggies?
We're good. We're ready to go.
Whoa! I have to ask some questions to make sure you guys aren't stoners.
Yeah, of course. Go.
Have you ever seen a Cheech and Chong movie?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, get out of here.
See you later. Good to see you, man.
Get out of here. Next.
Hey.
Okay, next three.
Hey.
Hi. All right,
I have to ask you guys some questions. Make sure you're not stoners.
I've never seen a Cheech and Chong movie.
I wasn't going to ask that. How'd you know we had that question? Get out of here, loser. You'll never get a job in this town.
Oh.
What about me?
Does anyone in here remember Vera Lynn? What's that song set from?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I just got Get up, stand up, stand up for your life.
Sir, is there you singing a Marley song?
You got to liven up yourself.
All right, you're disqualified.
Why? You didn't even ask me any questions. Ugh.
Hello.
Lauren's favorite character.
It's the only voice I can do today.
Ma'am, you have a joint in your mouth.
This is my toothpick.
As a toothpick?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. I'm sorry I judged
you're
you.
You're welcome.
I thought that was a joint. All right, have you ever gotten high? Are you marijuana free?
Yes and no. Yes, I've gotten high. I'm not marijuana free.
You answered wrong on both those. You realize
okay,
that.
Okay, flip it.
Okay. So now you what? Have not gotten high. You wait,
right.
You say it.
I've not gotten marijuana free and I am high.
Okay. Does no one in this town
Me man. I've never smoked weed. I've never done any drugs. What
okay,
do you
I'm not going to stereotype you. You're a Rastafarian. You've never smoked weed?
I just do. I'm just on myself and I'm just doing what I have doing.
So there are none marijuana smoking
no,
Jamaicans.
No. Of course. There, yes, of course. Not all.
Is that offensive to assume all Jamaicans?
Not all Russians are good at gymnastics.
Oh, I thought you were going to say drink vodka.
No.
But, all right. Yeah. I would never. Okay. So, you're sober, sir.
You want the jam? Yes. My voice, my accent. I can't. Can you? I'm not quite there. Give me someone. Go. Go. There
well,
it is.
I think
there
I believe
it is.
You,
no,
sir.
I just got it. Go. Okay, here we go.
Okay, I believe you, and if you can just piss in the mason
you are
jar.
No, you ask me no questions. You're fine with this.
Oh, well, I did ask you if you'd ever gotten high.
Never gotten high, no.
Okay. And, what is this thing? Is this a water pipe or a bong?
That's a water pipe.
Very good, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You do not seem like a stoner to me.
No, let me pee in something for you.
Okay.
Let me pee in something.
Okay,
do you get to watch when I pee?
Job. I don't know. Do I get to watch? No,
yeah.
I don't have to watch.
You're which, allowed to.
Because that's why you're here.
You're allowed to watch.
I don't need to, sir.
But you're allowed to.
Just do it.
I can't breathe.
What's wrong?
Let me out. Let me out. I can't breathe.
Where's that voice coming from?
Oh, it's in my backpack.
Let me out, please.
Zip.
Oh, thank God. Oh.
Why were you in there?
Hi, I'm a friend of Lauren's.
Yeah? Yeah. Are you sober? This is a line to pee into the urine that we ship off to the cities for urine packs.
Yes, I'm sober. I'm very little, and I Lauren carries me in her back.
Why are you so little? How little are you?
Wow.
Well, I see his little head popping out of a bag.
My dad loved marshmallows, and he ate too many, and it caused my sugar levels to be off,
so
and I stopped
tiny.
Growing.
But I love you.
Your father was addicted to marshmallows?
He wasn't addicted. He just ate too many.
But your mom also was doing drugs at the time, and you came out very small and never grew.
That's right. Yeah. I always try to mention the marshmallows
I think it's sad you blame this on your father when it's clearly your mother's drug habit.
Well, because my father listens to that, and he'll say, oh, that's silly. But if I started saying, my mother huffed gasoline when she was 4 months pregnant, then she really feels bad.
Okay.
And my father, he doesn't mind if I make up lies about him.
And she gets to wear doll clothes.
She gets to, put doll clothes on me.
You might just say it was a birth defect. Just make it simple for people instead of lying about your dad.
I'm not defective.
Oh, yeah?
I'm height challenged.
Okay.
And I'm proud of what I
am. Next up to the stage is someone who has gone over all adversity, and I mean over. This woman may look very tiny, but her heart and strong will is bigger than all of you could imagine. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Meredith. Meredith, do you need a chair to get to the microphone or no?
Can I use your cell phone?
Yeah.
Thank you. Much better. Hey, guys.
Hey, Meredith.
Wow, you're as small as a
what
Coke bottle.
Did she do?
She's about to tell you.
You guys ever get hit by a baseball and almost die?
No.
Is this stand-up? What is this?
She's doing jokes about being small.
I want my money back.
Hold on a minute.
Well, no, I've never almost died. Keep going.
As you can see, I'm the size of a Coke bottle. And
so
I do stand
cute.
Up and also educational speaking.
Is your hat a Coke bottle top?
It's actually.
From way back here, it does indeed look like she's a Coke bottle.
This is my
you
hat.
Unscrewed you unscrewed it? Hat. Oh, your hat. I can have it.
You can have it, okay.
Thanks.
All she does is take off her goddamn hat.
Let her talk. She's going to inspire
us. She's on the stage for a reason.
How long does it take for you to walk from, like, your house to the 7-Eleven?
I don't go where you work.
That's a dumb question. Depends where she lives.
What size shoe do you wear?
Oh, that's a great question. I use a Barbie
great
shoe.
Question.
A Barbie shoe. You're so lucky. They have so many styles.
Thank you.
Should we ask other questions like
you
that?
Have any kind of sex life?
What do you use to drive?
Who do you have sex with?
How
do you pee?
I have sex with homeless guys' butts.
Whoa.
Oh. God, that
but does your head go in their butt?
Too much.
Do you take off your hat before you go in?
We cut to under the bridge.
Ew, your hat smells like shit. I don't
we
want
cut
it.
To under the bridge. That girl's back.
Oh, God, I don't even want you. I don't even want you inside
Leave
of me.
Leave us alone. Leave us
Can
alone.
Can I cross this bridge? What's happening under there?
Don't look down here. It's awful. It's not our fault. The Coke bottle
girl. Are you
girl.
Fucking a doll? Are you crying?
Do you remember the scene where he's on the toilet and the Tyrannosaurus Rex rips him from the toilet?
Yeah, it was the best scene in the movie.
Yeah.
Crap on YouTube.
Yeah, that's what I said.
All right, let's watch Demonious.
Mm.
All right, here's part two of my Woman Hate blog thing.
Women what?
I gotta tell you something. Oh, one thing. Okay, well, first of all, I'm not trying to be disgusting. I'm trying to be realistic, all right? If you're seriously a horny toad and you fucking need pussy, and some of you probably already heard this from trolls or you heard it from somebody, don't be ashamed. Go to www.fleshlight.com. If you have $60, you can get yourself the best sex toy a man can ever own for himself.
Is he drinking beer? Or
Cult 45.
Not only does it feel like real pussy, and it doesn't give you any headaches, any trouble. It feels like the real deal. I know a lot of people, really? Especially trolls, say, oh, you never gotten pussy, never gotten laid. Listen to me, all right? Listen to me good. I'm going to be fucking open and honest. I don't give a fuck.
Why?
About how TMI it is, okay? If it's too much information, just click it off. All right? I had the bitch on that bed.
Ew! The worst.
I was laying over there by that window, and I was railing her snatch like there's no tomorrow.
Ew!
All right.
Let him be real, Lauren.
And it came in my condom. And it felt wonderful. It was good. But the bitch turned psycho.
Uh-oh.
September 2000. We went our separate ways, and I said, basically, fuck you. And the rest is history. The girl I dated after that, she gave me, like, the most worthless blowjob ever. She can... Never mind.
Good call.
I'm getting too personal with that. Yeah. Oh, bah, fuck it. She couldn't go past the head. The head of my dick, she couldn't go past.
Yeah, because your stomach was going into her face.
Worthless, man. Worthless.
All right.
Wow.
Woof.
Well, that was awful.
Lauren, you want to start this scene?
Yeah. Wow, your room is so dark. Really hot.
Yeah, do you like it?
I do.
Yeah.
Do you usually keep it this dark in here?
Yeah, because that way, anything could happen. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why do you have so many fans on top of your bed?
Because I'm fucking all the time.
Oh,
I'm constantly fucking.
And you just have all these fans on your bed.
Yeah, to keep it cool for you. You like it cool?
I like it cool.
You ever seen Titanic when you go on the edge of the boat?
And he had how many fans?
Like 5.
Lauren.
It took up the whole bed.
You did not... You can't get into another relationship with a guy with a lot of fans.
I know, but he just seemed so chill and cool. And, like, he just talked so low and slow.
But, a lot of fans is a red flag for you. Did you ask him? Did you check it out?
I mean, we laid on the bed and we tried to make love and he made me put a fleshlight over my vagina.
That's terrible. Did you get out of there?
I didn't. I let it happen. It?
Like, how'd you do that?
He did it. Imagine that. I was blindfolded.
All right, just put your leg. No, spread your legs.
Okay.
Okay. Now hold this.
Okay.
Hold this in front of your actual boom boom.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, that's really good. Yeah.
Are you doing something?
Yeah, right now I'm doing everything. I'm doing all of it. I'm doing all of it.
Okay.
That is insulting.
You know what?
Lauren, you have to let him fuck your pussy, some robot pussy.
I tried, but he just wasn't into it.
Okay, now take this mannequin hand.
Uh-huh.
Take this mannequin hand and start trying to jerk me off with the mannequin
hand. It's not going to grip it.
I know. That's how I like it. I like it. I was just lazily like a fish holding it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you can't get past the head, are you stupid idiot?
Mannequin hand?
Yeah,
just wants a fake woman.
I know, but he still wanted a conversation, and we had a great conversation while it was happening.
Why don't you just Skype into a mannequin?
I mean, maybe that's something we could do further in our relationship, but I feel like right now I like being close.
Okay, now take these two bananas, hold them horizontally where your lips are.
Okay.
Okay? And just push them on my...
On your what?
Push it, come on.
Wait a minute. The bananas are supposed to be like big dick-lick? Dick-lick? Dick-sucking lips?
He wants it to be like two dicks on his dick.
Ew. Are you sure?
That's kind of what he was saying when he was screaming it in my face.
Two dicks on his dick?
I think he's secretly gay and he just doesn't want to admit it.
Okay, now I want you to do this. I want you to take this penis, this dildo.
Yeah.
I want you to put it in the fleshlight that's on you already.
Okay.
Okay? And I want you to look down at it and say, this is me. This is me.
This is me. This is me.
This is me.
This is you.
This is me.
This is me.
This is me.
Neither of us are doing anything.
Oh, I'm doing it all. I'm doing it all.
The two objects are having sex.
Yeah, thank God.
The two objects? So those two objects are probably still having sex.
I guess. They have
so
a
that's
great
you still having sex. Well, you're like a slut now.
I mean, maybe. I don't know. It's not something I thought was going to happen to me, but I think it is.
Hey, man. We sponsor your podcast.
Yeah, hey, what's
and
going on?
And it was like just a bunch of weird scenes, man. And I don't want people coming into my shop going like, oh, what's up?
You know? Are you saying, like, a lot of them got nasty? Is that what you're saying?
A lot of it got real nasty and pervert, like,
you guys sell urine.
Are you guys open?
Site.
Are you guys open?
Oh, yeah, come on in, man.
Hey, let me get those two banana lip dicks.
Oh, yeah, DCLs.
You sell those?
Yeah, man.
Oh, I heard it on the podcast.
Come down here.
Cool, man. Whoa.
Ew.
Now thank get out of here, scumbag.
Oh, okay, all right, you were kidding.
I'm on the phone with my, the show that I sponsor.
What's going on? What's going on out there?
I want to make sure that next week or whenever you do this again, it's not going to be a bunch of scenes about people fucking fleshlights.
Okay.
And pissing all over whatever.
Ding, ding. Hi.
Oh, hi. How are you,
huh? Hi, I'm great. Do you have any harmless bongs that I could have? Just like a harmless bong?
Yeah, they're all harmless.
Okay, great. I'll take
The bongs are on the second floor.
Ring, ding, ring, ding, ring, ding.
Hello?
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, how are you?
Do you have any
Hold on, Matt.
CO2 containers? Hello. I want to turn this water into some seltzer. Do you have any CO2 containers?
Man, Bed Bath & Beyond is across the street. Go down there and get all yourself right. some.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
I'll try to make your own home.
Hey, I'm overhearing all this, man.
Oh, yeah, Matt. I'm sorry, man.
You guys, you have like 50 canisters of laughing gas you're selling on your site, and you're saying they're talking about pee-pee's bad?
Aw, yeah? I'm saying, like, a lot of things you were talking about.
I homeless think your
guys
moral
sticking Coke bottles in their butts. Homelessness is a big problem here in Los Angeles.
I agree, sir.
Look at this guy laughing. Mr. Moneybags over here.
Uh-huh. Hey, let me get this silver car.
I agree with you that Ben Schwartz has been a lot of complaints about his performance on the show and how he was offensive. And we're taking care of that. But I don't see...
I mean, I love Ben Schwartz on TV. Don't get me wrong. Everything he does is gold. But... when he comes on your show, it's like fucking letting the monkeys
into
the
luncheon
room.
Seems like you push him. You push him to be as dirty and terrible as possible.
Sir, how about I do this? Next time Ben is on the show, and I hear you're a big fan, you're telling me, he can do a read for your shop, okay?
I would
and
love that.
We're even Steven.
Even Steven. Thanks a lot, man.
Hey, Ben, do you mind doing the read?
I'm not going to do your show again. It was terrible.
Why?
It was weird, and you somehow pimped me out to be a homeless guy that talked to drunk people. I killed two kids. I started having sex with a fleshlight.
I only did one of those three things you just listed.
Okay. What do you want me to do?
Just read the copy for...
do I get a free UCB class if I do this?
Yeah, you still do.
Thank you. All right. Just read it word for word for this?
Yeah, you can put your own Ben Schwartz spin on it.
No, let's not. You know, you're not paying me that much. All right, ready? Thank you for watching Improv for Humans. Tonight's episode has been sponsored by Fleshlight. When a real pussy just isn't pussy enough. Fleshlight. Fuck it till you drop. Drop it till you fuck. Fleshlight. This one will get all the head and the shaft. I put a little Ben Schwartz into it. Oh, yeah. Fleshlight. Gone
dude,
today.
Dude, that was great.
Gone
That's the Yo Is This Racist sponsor, though.
What
you
is
just
that?
Read the wrong copy. Mine's the Head Shop.
Head
that
Shop.
That was for Yo.
Head
you
Shop.
You know what a Head Shop is?
Head Shop is a place that sells
bongs
memorabilia that would sell for bongs and stuff. Yeah, sure, you got it. Thank you guys so much.
Hey, Brett, can you use his read for the Yo Is This Racist podcast, though?
Sure.
Because we don't... Fleshlight isn't a sponsor on our show.
Oh, okay. So just the Head Shop?
Yeah.
Okay, sure. And again, this would be like a class by like Billy Merritt or Delaney or like, it would be like anybody?
You can get a Delaney class.
You swear?
Yeah.
He'll make fun of me and berate me?
Ben, please.
Okay, here we go. What's the name of the head shop?
CDRRDTL.
Here we go. Improper Human Matt Besser, sponsored by CDRRTL Head Shop. When getting high isn't high enough and you want to look super cool while getting low, baby doll, I'll see you at the head shop. At the head shop. Talking about the head shop, yeah. At the head shop.
So, did you hear it? Went pretty well, huh?
Man, that was so good.
Thanks. So, even Steven, huh, man?
Come here, man. Let's smoke a bong and celebrate this new commercial.
Oh, I don't smoke anymore, dude. I'm having a baby.
Oh, shit.
Gave it up.
Why do you have to stop now? Didn't you already get it done? Get her done?
We cut to this character doing stand-up. We cut to this character doing stand-up meaty.
Woo!
Next up, we have Horatio Sands.
Hey, guys. What's going on? Nice to see you. I don't understand why guys stop smoking weed and drinking when their wives get pregnant.
I think the deal is done.
Boo.
You screwed the punchline up.
We cut the green room. Hey, man.
What happened, Larry? Larry, man, I'm a big fan.
Yeah, I know, man. You're trying to do some fucking offshoot of my Get Her Done.
Yeah.
What's up with that? What did you say? Let's...
Get her done.
No, I did.
You said
get her.
Get the deal done.
Get the deal
done. That's mine.
Get the deal done.
Is it almost my time to get up there and do my shtick?
Do it. Go up.
Paula.
Back.
Go up, Paula.
Folks, this has been Improper Humans. Ben, when can we see your show next? Is it on right now?
My television show just ended, but you can watch House of Lies on Showtime On Demand, Randy Cunningham on Disney XD, and Parks and Rec on NBC.
Holy shit. Lauren, what's your, where can we find you on Twitter?
You can find me at Lauren Lapkus.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And you can watch Orange is the New Black on Netflix this summer.
That's right.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm.
Horatio.
Just keep supporting this show. I'm on several shows here, and it's good times, and that's all.
Yeah, Twitter.
That's not your Twitter.
MattBesser.com, folks. You got to get my stand-up album. One of them. I got two different ones. Check it out, MattBesser.com. Keep being human. See ya.
Music by Dragoon. This has been Matt Besser's Improv for Humans.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio. Boom.com. The wolf dead.
Hey, this is Arnie Niekamp from the improv fantasy podcast Hello from the Magic Tavern. I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical land of Foon, and I started a podcast. Season 3 has just begun with a brand new adventure to defeat the Dark Lord. If you're a new listener or you've fallen behind, Season 3 is a great jumping on point. And we've got great guests like Justin McElroy.
I sound like a fancy college professor. 8 nights.
Rachel Bloom.
You all see my collection of men corpses and one woman.
Felicia Day and Colton Dunn.
You've seen me have intercourse with a variety of species.
It's a bummer.
Andy Daly.
You have the members of Genesis listed, but Phil Collins is crossed out and then circled and crossed out again.
Yes, I have killed Phil Collins twice.
Thomas Middleditch.
Jesus! I mean, Jazos! Ruler of the Eighth Circle!
And that's just the beginning. Season 3 of Hello from the Magic Tavern is out now. Listen in Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.